T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this is the time when we make our NFL picks for the weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I agree with somebody who said earlier, it actually might have been Trey Thomas, I think. This is the best weekend of football of the year.
I agree.
You get 4 games, and you hope to get 4 classics, often better than the Super Bowl, better than the conference championships. So here we go. We'll leave the Eagles game out for just the moment. But tomorrow night, 8:15, probably the least compelling game of the 4. The Tennessee Titans won on an upset in the first round. Their reward is they get to go to New England and play the champion Patriots, opened at 13.5 points. It remains 13.5 points spread by consensus. John Ritchie, what's your take?
I'm going to take Tennessee in
this
one. I mean, not to win, obviously, but
oh, this is where you said you got in trouble with the spread.
Yeah, that's where I always get in trouble. I wonder how much the distraction of the, you know, the ESPN article about the, you know, trouble in paradise. I wonder if that plays in. The Patriots have certainly done their best to, you know, push that back and you know, talk around it. But, you know, maybe there's something there, a little something. I feel like Tennessee, we know what they're going to do. They're going to pound the ball with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has not had to carry the load the whole season. You know, DeMarco Murray is out for this game, but they were sort of balanced, you know, feeding both backs during the year. And I loved what I saw from Derrick Henry last week. The guy is gigantic. He's 6'3". He's 250 pounds. He's better and better as the game progresses. The Patriots aren't going to want to tackle him in the fourth quarter. They will run the ball with the zone read, the ride and decide, Marcus Mariota, Derrick Henry. They'll stretch the game. They'll keep the ball, shorten the game, keep the ball away from Tom Brady. It's going to be tough for them to win by, you know, 2 touchdowns. They will win, but 13.5, I'll take the points.
I couldn't disagree more.
And you're probably right.
Well, I don't know. You never know until they play it. But I think I think the Titans are not a playoff team. I think the AFC is much thinner than the NFC this year. I think the Patriots and the Steelers are 2 top, top quality teams, both of whom could win the Super Bowl. But I think all those teams below them, the Jaguars, the Titans, my Bills, Andy Reid's Chiefs, I think none of those teams is really a playoff team as we view it. I don't think any of those teams is as good as the Falcons. I'll put it to you this way. And I think whatever distractions the Patriots have, Belichick is smart enough that he's going to turn it into a positive in his own weird, twisted, psychotic way. And they're going to come out early. Brady's going to throw 2 touchdown passes in the first quarter. The Titans will be defeated, and they'll have to, unfortunately for them, move away from Derrick Henry, and the Patriots are going to beat him 42-14.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be a slaughter.
See,
that game starts tomorrow night at, what did we say, 8:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, by 9:30, you're going to be seeing what else is on.
I liked Marcus Mariota more before this season because I felt like
he had a bad year.
He had a lot of upside. He has had a bad year, and I for some reason, I sort of believe in his ability to elevate his level of play in this one.
Because he threw the pass to himself last week?
He's going to do whatever it takes.
A pass that got batted, right? He threw a bad pass.
I loved
somehow
when he
ends
was
up
lead
in his
blocking.
Arms, the defense is
highest
looking the other way.
Highest scoring play in fantasy football history for
right?
one player.
Yeah. So,
you
what
got
do you
a
get
passing
for that?
And a receiving touchdown for
so it. So if it was what, a 12-yard play, right?
The 12-yard play, yep.
So you get the 12 plus the 12. Well,
you
no,
get
you get the 12.
Passing, you get the 12 receiving,
right.
You get the receiving touchdown, you get the passing touchdown.
Yeah, passing touchdown's not worth 6, but whatever.
Worth 4, yeah.
Yeah, you got
so like a 13, 14-point play.
We got to bear in mind here.
We're good. At least for a quarterback, the most he's ever done.
The first the first five games of the season, remember how bad that Patriots defense was?
Yes.
Just awful.
He got
and
it together. Yes.
They've been much better, but still.
And now Matt Patricia's going to be head coach
somewhere.
Not the
greatest, which is another distraction. Not the greatest personnel.
Okay.
And I just feel like a power run game with a guy like that can traumatize
any
defense.
Although I don't like Tennessee either. I'm rooting against both teams. Sunday, 1 o'clock. I don't like Tennessee for the cheat miracle at whatever Music City nonsense.
Yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Opened Pittsburgh is a 7.5-point favorite. Of course, the Steelers, the 2 seed, get the bye. The Jaguars being the 4 seed and or the 3 seed. 3 seed? 3 seed, yeah. And it is now a 7-point spread with the Steelers at home. What do you think?
I like the Steelers. Ben's not going to throw 5 picks and have 2 returned for touchdowns. Leonard Fournette was awesome the first time these teams met in week 5. Yeah, but he's a rookie running back. And the way that he runs, his punishing style, it punishes him too. And it looks to me like he's hit the rookie wall. I know what it feels like. I know he's hit it harder than I did, and I felt crappy at this stage of the year when I was a first-year player. Leonard Fournette had 181 yards rushing the first time they met, along with all the turnovers and stuff. I mean, that was a perfect storm for Jacksonville. Ben Roethlisberger has said all year he can't wait to face the Jaguars again. Yep. To make amends. You get Antonio Brown back, and he will be 100% fine. I can tell you, having suffered that injury, he's had plenty of time to heal. Jalen Ramsey, who is an incredible cornerback, he and A.J. Bouye, probably the best tandem out there. Jalen Ramsey gave up 10 catches and 157 yards to Antonio Brown the first time around, and now Antonio Brown's rested. My goodness. It's I'll take the Steelers. I think they probably win something like 24-13.
I like that pick. Yeah, the first time they played, and you referenced it, it was the worst game Pittsburgh had all year. Jacksonville beat them 30-9.
Yeah.
I believe that was the game that Roethlisberger afterwards started talking about retiring.
Yeah.
Well, he's come
maybe
off.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, well, he does, and it's going to be between 15 and 20 degrees there tomorrow. The cold we're going to get later is going to hit there first. So tell me who you like in a cold, cold game, Ben Roethlisberger or Florida's Blake Bortles? I'm
Blake
taking
Bortles.
Big Ben.
My gosh, Blake Bortles was so bad last week.
Yeah, but he ran.
You could see,
he killed the Bills because
well,
they let him run.
Well, you could see he was running because he knew he couldn't throw.
I know, and the Bills let him do it.
Unreal.
Fun nugget on this game, too. The last team to win 2 games in Pittsburgh in the same season, the Jacksonville Jaguars, over a decade ago.
Well, that streak's going to remain intact because the Steelers are going to beat them. You said 24-13. I like that score. I'll go right there. I think that's a fine score. Saints at Minnesota Vikings. This is probably, I think this promises to be the best game of the bunch. This is how you're going to end your weekend. Sunday afternoon at the couch. It is a 4:40 start. Who do you like? Minnesota is open as a 3.5, has since gone to 4.5 or 5. How about that?
Yeah, we got 5.
Little movement. What do you got there? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to take the points in New Orleans because
you're doing this again.
Yeah.
You're doing this again.
Yeah.
Man, I hope you don't bet in real life.
I don't.
Good.
So yeah. I was trained to not.
Yeah, I get
and
that. Good idea.
Listen, Minnesota is a superior team to Carolina, and the Saints struggled to keep that offense under wraps last week. I think both teams had the potential to move the ball because it's hard to bet against Drew Brees, and the Saints didn't even have to lean heavily on their run game last week. I love both backs, Kamara and Ingram. I love that offensive line. It hurts that they lost Andrews Pete up front, but I think New Orleans will have enough up their sleeve to move the ball, even though it's almost impossible at Minnesota with Mike Zimmer's defense in the noise. I like Minnesota to win this thing, but I like somehow Drew Brees to keep it close. You know, maybe 28-31 type game.
Okay. That'd be an exciting game.
That would be
a fun game.
It's a lot of points. I love Case Keenum as a blitz beater. He somehow makes magic happen when teams try to sell out and get after him, and I feel like the Saints are going to roll the dice a little bit. So I can see some big high plays occurring.
Listen, I'm going to put this one as an upset special. I think Saints are going to win it. I think the Saints this year are pretty damn good. And I'll give credit to Ray Dinger, who told me early in the season, he said, you watch the Saints because they can do two things better than New Orleans seems to have done before. They can run the ball, and they have two really good runners. The rookie Kamara is tremendous. And they play defense better than the Saints have played defense.
Yeah. It harkens back to 2009. This is what they did
when they won the Super Bowl. Yeah,
they took the ball away on defense.
Now. Yeah, I think.
Well, back then it was like they just had crazy turnovers all the time.
Yeah,
they would rip the ball away. They would intercept it. Now their defense is more sound, and they don't have to depend as heavily on the takeaways.
I think that Minnesota's defense is one I really respect, but I also think Drew Brees is one of the great quarterbacks of our time. And as much as Case Keenum has been a nice revelation, I'll take the guy who's won a Super Bowl and I believe 11 or 12 playoff games in his life. I think he's going to win one more. I'm going to take the Saints 27-24.
Yeah, Case Keenum's first postseason start.
That's right. All right, so I am not going to pick the Eagles game right now because I pick that tomorrow with Ray Dinger when we go off the air. We reveal it through the mystery of the folded piece of paper in the envelope. But what do you got for Eagles-Falcons official on the record?
Atlanta is favored by 3.
Yep. And
we've been talking about that an awful lot.
Let me ask you.
What does that mean that it never moved?
It means, well, what it usually means is the public is 50% on one side, 50% on the other, that's how people bet. But I saw something the other day that said 77% of the people are betting Atlanta with that line.
Up to 80% now.
Okay, so shouldn't that have moved the line?
You would think my guess is sharp money or heavy money came in on the Eagles.
Right. And I think I'll take sharp.
Sharps with heavy money is what I should have said. Sharps bet heavy.
Right, because it should have moved a little bit and it didn't. I hate to do the line is telling me something.
But it's evening it out. That's what it is. The sharps are on the Eagles side.
Right, the smart people. Anyway, it's still 3. What do you think?
I think the Eagles win. I have struggled with this. I've come a long way over the last 2 weeks. It's going to be a low-scoring game. The Eagles defense can win this. The Eagles defense, remember last year, held the Falcons to 15 points in part because their offense did what? They ran the ball. Mm-hmm. They ran the heck out of the ball. And it all sets up that we're going to do the same thing this time. After that game last year, Doug Peterson came out and said, that's the template we need to use to win games. I hope he remembers that. And I think he does. And I know that he's done enough to make this offense more Nick Foles friendly. What do you love, Nick? What can we do to make this your offense? They've collaborated for 2 weeks now. Jay Ajayi finally going to get 20-plus carries. I think the Eagles win this 17-13.
Ooh, I like that score.
And
I'll take
the Eagles plus 3.
Ugly football, Eagles win.
For the record, Joe DeCamera has taken in a text form to me, taking the Patriots, so there's one difference. Otherwise, the same 3 takes Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and the Eagles.
Pittsburgh, New Orleans.
And what's his prediction?
Did he give you a score?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I know. Whatever works for him. All right, there you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.